listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. Today is September 1st, 2023, and for this week's episode, I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles related to the week's new releases. Hello, Starbits! How are you? Can you believe it's September? I know every month we go, can you believe it's this? Can you believe it's that? But it just goes by so fast! I said to my husband, I have to record my backlist episode, which I do every 5 weeks. And he was like, didn't you just do that? And I was like, it does feel like it, doesn't it? But here I am again. And I'm going to talk about books and it's going to be lots of fun. I'm going to talk about some other bookish things too, like The Deep Dive. This episode was sponsored by The Deep Dive by Book Riot. Book Riot's editorial team is writing for casual and power readers alike over at The Deep Dive. Find weekly stories that inform and inspire readers drawn from our collective experience as power readers, teachers, librarians, booksellers, and bookish professionals. Recent stories for free subscribers have included a brief history of chain letters, a BTS look at being Book Riot's managing editor, and the anatomy of an Obama summer reading list. And paid subscribers get access to exclusive content, including a mega list of books our readers think you should add to your TBR, and access to community features, including the ability to comment. During the month of September, all new free subscribers will be entered to win Parable of the Sower by Octavia Butler, plus 5 mystery books from The Deep Dive. To enter, simply start a free subscription to The Deep Dive. No payment method required. To enter, go to bookriot.substack.com. That's bookriot.substack.com. No purchase is necessary to enter. So, that's exciting. Possibly win some free books, learn some more bookish stuff. And now we're going to hear from another sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Harper Muse, publisher of Troubled Waters. Troubled Waters is an intimate portrait of two generations, a granddaughter and a grandmother, coming to terms with what it means to be family, Black women, and alive in a world on fire. In heartfelt lyrical prose, Mary Inez Hegler weaves an unforgettable story of the climate crisis, Black resistance, and the enduring power of family. Narrated by Janice Abbott Pratt and written by climate justice writer Mary Inez Hegler, the Troubled Waters audiobook is available everywhere May 7th. It follows Corinne as she plans to stage a dramatic act of resistance and peels back the scabs of her family wounds and puts her safety in jeopardy. Both grandmother and granddaughter must bring their unspoken secrets into light to find a path to healing. Known for her essays that dissect and interrogate the climate crisis, drawing heavily on her personal experience as a Black woman with deep roots in the South, Mary Inez Hegler brings us her first work of fiction titled Troubled Waters. Make sure to pick it up. Thanks again to Harper Muse, publisher of Troubled Waters, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Sourcebook's Landmark. So King Solomon says something very interesting to his son before he dies, and that is, quote, "Don't let the white man take the house," end quote. These, as I just mentioned, are King Solomon's last words to his son as he dies. Now, all four Solomon siblings must return to North Carolina to save the kingdom, their ancestral home, and 200 acres of land from a development company. Told in alternating viewpoints, Long After We Are Gone by Tara Shelton Harris is a searing portrait of the power of family and letting go of things that no longer serve you, exploring the burden of familial expectations, the detriment of miscommunication, and the lessons and legacies we pass on to our children. It's an explosive and emotional story of four siblings, each fighting their own personal battle, because who isn't, who return home in the wake of their father's death. Make sure to check out Long After We Are Gone by Tara Shelton Harris, and thanks again to Sourcebooks Landmark for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so I have many things to tell you today. I'm just going to start right off with my first pick for today. It is because the third book in this series just came out today, or I should say this week, because now it's Friday, right? I'm used to talking on Tuesdays. It's Friday. So my first pick is Library of the Dead by T.L. Hoochoo. This is an adult supernatural mystery series. It's about a young woman named Ropa living in Edinburgh. Ropa is a ghost talker. She can communicate with spirits, and she does it for a living. She goes about passing along messages from the dead to the living. But something is draining the life from local children in Edinburgh, and Ropa wants to find out what it is, because it's not good. draining the life as in, like, they are now sort of like husks, you know, shadows of their former selves. And she needs to figure out who or what is doing it. Her investigation will lead her to an occult library, and she'll have to dabble in magic and dark dealings to get the answers that she wants. Like I said, this is the first book in the series. There is also Our Lady of Mysterious Ailments, and the new one that came out this week, The Mystery of Dunvegan Castle. This is Library of the Dead, part of the Edinburgh Nights series by T.L. Hoochoo. My other pick is The Maleficent Seven by Cameron Johnston. This is like a high fantasy Suicide Squad. It's about the seven villains of Esarin. A long time ago, they used to be this super badass group that terrorized the lands and just ruled over everything. They had a leader who was feared by everyone. And then one day, in the middle of like a battle, they're closing in on victory, she disappears. They don't know where she is. And the six other members of this villain army have sort of been adrift ever since. Until, many years later, she shows back up and she needs their help. So now there's a demonologist, a necromancer, a vampire lord, a demigod, an orcish war leader, a pirate queen, and an alchemist. They are going to reunite to now fight an army hoping to replace them as the big bads. And they just can't let that happen. You know, they're not going to lose their town to a group of wannabes. So they're going to have to put up a big evil fight. And that one is The Maleficent Seven by Cameron Johnston. Now for Dealer's Choice today, I got a little carried away. I thought I would talk about a couple of the books that I'm reading right now, because I always have two or three or ten going at the same time. I just started The Abduction of Betty and Barney Hill, Alien Encounters, Civil Rights and the New Age in America by Matthew Bowman. This is about an alleged abduction that happened in Exeter, New Hampshire in the 1960s. It happened to a married couple, a white woman and a black man, who said that they were taken up into a ship by aliens. You may think this story sounds a little familiar. That is because it was portrayed in some form. I think it was American Horror Story. Evan Peters and his wife in that show, I think, were the couple. And I always have found it very interesting because Exeter has a UFO festival and it's very close to where I live. And so if true, if aliens have been in this area, it might explain where I'm really from. So I'm going to learn some more about this case. I'm also reading The Crypt Shakedown by Scott Sigler, which comes out October 3rd. This is a military science fiction book. Has this badass, I said that word twice in this episode, I don't know why. I guess it's my word of the day. It has this ship on the front that looks like, kind of like a Skeksis, I think. It's pretty awesome. He is extremely prolific. He writes huge books. Like his last two books, the duology, or I don't know if they're not finished, but like the two books, Earthcore and Mount Fitzroy, just the two of them alone take up almost an entire shelf on my bookcase. And I'm just a big fan of his. We were also veterans together of the Book Expo Billy Idol signing line many years ago. We stood together for 2 hours in the signing line for Billy Idol's memoir, only to just be allowed to walk by him. That was all you got to do. Like, you stood for 2 hours and you just got to walk by and look at him as he sat behind this booth and signed books. That was a long 2 hours. But I got to talk to Scott Sigler and that was awesome. I'm also reading The Goth House Experiment by S.J. Sindhu. You might recognize that name. She wrote Marriage of a Thousand Lies, which I've talked about on the show before, which I love, 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 as well as Blue-Skinned Gods, which is amazing. This is a collection of short stories. Also, which might be of some interest to you, I'm reading Moggies in Space, an anthology of stories about cats in space. It's edited by Rita Beeman and C.V. Walker. And yes, please, all the cats in space stories. And finally, I am also reading Monkey Business, the revolutionary made-for-TV band by Eric Lefkowitz. This is about the monkeys, the band, M-O-N-K-E-E-S. He also wrote a photobiography I had of the band as a kid. It came out in 1986, the year of their 20th anniversary, when they had like the big Monkees marathon on MTV. And I just wanted to watch the Monkees recently, and because I love their music. And then I found out there's a new book, I don't have it yet, but it came out yesterday, called The Monkees Made in Hollywood by Tom Kemper. I'm sure it's like a ton of the same information. Everybody knows the story. They didn't play their instruments on the recordings. They were mad about that. You know, they didn't really get along when they were young and it all kind of fell apart, you know, very quickly. They had a not very hit TV show, despite the great reviews for various reasons, including one ill-timed food fight, which I'm not going to go into now. But I just love the monkeys and I love the show and I've been watching old episodes again and it's really fun. So those are the books that I'm reading now. And that is a lot of book talk. And that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can check out the deep dive by going to bookriot.substack.com. Don't forget to go there in September and enter to win. And if you want to find a list of the books I mentioned today, you can go to the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat or tell us about your cat in space, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats who are not in space, you can catch me on Instagram at @franzencomesalive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.